From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Welcome to CSJP in 5. In this edition, we take a look at CSJP's homework assistance program in the Farm and Rose Heights communities. CSJP has established a homework assistance program in the majority of its target communities. The enrichment program caters to students enrolled in primary and high school, as well as persons who have already left school and want to learn to read, use the computer, or gain additional CXE passes. The classes are conducted by trained teachers who are willing to go above and beyond to ensure the students do well.
We have teachers on board, trained teachers, who come in the evenings and give 3 hours or more of their time to assist the children in their homework and apart from homework, whatever areas they are weak in.
Farm and Rose Heights Community Center Manager with responsibility for the Homework Assistance Program, Merith Sharp. Many of the programs are supported by volunteers who themselves have benefited from CSJP services, such as scholarships and the Employment Internship Program.
CSJP assists with refreshments as well as books, pencils, pens, as well as the persons from CSJP that are living in Farm Heights and Rose Heights that have benefited from scholarship also assist with the homework classes. So whenever they're not in school, they assist the students with their homework, with literacy or numeracy, whatever issue they're having, they try to assist them as best as possible.
Community Liaison Officer for the Farm and Rose Heights Communities, Alicia Coy Solomon. Ms. Sharp says the program has received positive feedback from the parents whose children are involved in the program.
They are so happy for the program because some of the parents are young and they are not educated in a way where they can help most of the students. So yes, you find that some of the parents, they accompany the younger ones and come and sit down and wait until we are through with them.
She says as a result, parents are asking for a program to be put in place for them. In 2015, a number of participants on the Homework Assistance Program in the community performed exceptionally well in this year's sitting of the Grade 6 Achievement Test. 12-year-old Chenan Chin, who scored an average of 88.9% in GSAT, will be attending the Mount Alvernia High School in Montego Bay, St. James, come September. Her grades were 91% in Language Arts, 10% in Communication Task, 75% in Mathematics, 98% in Science, and 91% in Social Studies. She aspires to become a lawyer.
I'm just so happy about this because I ever dreamed of going to Mount Alvernia. So it's like a dream come true for me.
Chenan's mother, Alice Allen, is thankful for the assistance that her daughter received through the program.
Thanks very much. Love and thanks. Because I only fit me have passed by high school. Everybody in the lane, so Chenan lifts up the lane. And that the program not only helps my son, he was Portobello. But who put their head to it? My daughter put our head to the world.
That's it for this week's program. The Citizen Security and Justice Program is made possible by way of funding from the Government of Jamaica, Inter-American Development Bank, UK's Department for International Development, and Canada's Department of Foreign Affairs, Trade and Development. I'm Anjoui James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.